This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK.
So I want to point out, based on the texts that are coming in, anyone listening to this show apparently has stolen something from a restaurant or a bar. My God, it has turned into a confessional here. Like, we need to bring a priest in to read through all these texts. Yeah. Old Spaghetti Factory, really? My mom would steal the doilies.
Oh, the doilies.
Well, no, I don't remember the doilies at the Old Spaghetti Factory, but I guess
I'm
they were that
they
nice.
Had them. I thought it was going to be
the little ice cream cups that they serve. Those little metal ones.
I would steal those.
Hell yeah.
Our friend Dick at Crucible Brewing, he texted me to say, it's funny you guys are talking about this. Keep this in mind. So he had Crucible Brewing pint glasses. All right. He lost $1,000 worth of glasses on the opening weekend. I thought he was going to say over the course of the brewery. Opening weekend. $1,000 worth of glasses. I'm telling you, don't put the name of your bar on the glasses.
Oh, I might have been at a neighbor's party not too long ago, and they were they're being like fancy, you know. And
I was
like,
all right.
So they're making all these mixed drinks, and they had all the tools and bartender stuff, the shakers out. They had
you stole from your neighbors?
No, I didn't steal anything from them. They were making Moscow Mules. And I said, man, you got the actual Moscow Mule glasses. And my buddy's girlfriend says, yeah, I get one every once in a while. They live together, and it's all there. So they think that the nice little metal ones.
Yeah, the copper ones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, right, it's supposed to be served in a copper cup.
Well, and a lot of bars are doing that now because the Moscow Mule, for whatever reason, has made a comeback. So I'll see it show up at various bars, and I keep thinking, like, it's copper, man.
Oh, she's got them. But that's an issue, is that people steal those.
Yeah, people steal copper anyway, right? So if you're going to hand them a copper mug, there was a bar, I will not say where, but it's a place I've been 86 from, but they had a fire, and then when I was still living across the street from it, they put the place back together. And the last thing they had to do, they even had the sign, like, opening next week, whatever. Last thing they had to do was put up a gutter system outside. They had done everything inside, had repainted it, put in all new glass, all this stuff. On three separate occasions, the copper gutters were stolen off the outside of the building before they could open. Finally, one day, we see the truck drop off just the aluminum ones, and those were fine.
They've been up.
Yeah, but once you drop all these copper gutters out there, I mean, The first two times they were stolen off the property, the third time they were physically taken off of the building.
They changed the inside of that place.
Did they?
Yes. Because when I walked in, I was like, this is not the same layout.
Huh.
The fire probably explains that.
That would get, I've not been there since
ownership.
The fire. Does it?
It does.
All right, I can go back in.
Ironically, the new owners drink at our establishment.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll talk to them. That's good. The reason I got 86, I did not realize I was having a conflict with the owner. I just thought I was having a conflict with a patron. The music stopped at the worst possible time versus what came out of my mouth.
I know.
I remember everyone looked at me, and I'm trying to play it cool. And I was hammered. I remember I looked at the bartender and trying to, because I don't know what else to do. So I said, I'll take another pint. And she didn't say anything. She just slowly shook her head no. And kind of that sad, like, I can't do that for you. Yeah, I was not invited back. But new ownership, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
All right.
I would laugh if, like, oh, no, they told us about you, though.
Oh, damn.
Your picture's still up.
Yeah.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
bitch, hola.
Hola.
Jason, welcome to the program.
And the random question.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling. Okay. Since we're talking about things we've stolen from restaurants, how about we just stick with the food category? What is a food that most people love that you just don't get? It's not that you hate it. It's just like, it's okay.
Right.
I mean, just not something you would take or order or buy.
I would say first anything my wife cooks because she doesn't listen to the program, so I'm going with that one.
All right. All right.
How long have you been married to her?
Oh, this is going on 5 years.
Okay. And there's just nothing that she can make where you're like, all right.
Not one good dish.
No, she cooks good. I'm just messing with her. No, but I would say when I was living in South Korea, kimchi. They love that kimchi over there. I couldn't get near it with a 10-foot pole. It was horrific. No, thank you.
And, of course, Seattle's one of those places like, well, I'm learning to make my own.
Cool.
Yes.
Great. I like kimchi.
I don't mind kimchi.
I like sauerkraut, too, so it's not that far off.
Right. They all kind of work together. What else in South Korea were you kind of like, no, thank you?
Man, I remember I was walking home one time, and I had to walk past, like, a fish market thing, and they would always try to sell me, like, a full fish on a stick, and it would have the eye on it, like, the head with the fish, and the eye would be looking at you. I'm like, I'm good, man. I come from Washington. You get good, like, salmon or whatever up there. I don't want your fish on a stick.
So you won't need a whole fish, man?
Like a whole grilled trout.
No, man, I'll eat trash out of a can before I eat that.
All right, because there are typical fish that you eat, like a red snapper. That's not uncommon to be grilled whole.
Is it because the head is still there and that eyeball is, in fact, looking at you?
Well, then, when I was in Iraq, I got really bad food poisoning because we ate some goat on the economy. And so, I'm not eating anything on a stick unless it comes from, like, 7-Eleven, and it's before 11 in the morning.
All right.
And it has to be put out fresh. I'm good.
How about American food? Is there any food in America that people love that you just not really are into?
Well, I work at a middle school now, so anything on the middle school lunch, I don't touch.
All right. See,
what are they serving? So, I'm assuming they still have pizza days, tater tot days. What else are they serving up?
Oh, my man. So they serve these kids get a selection nowadays, a selection of crap, but it's still a selection. I give a shout out to Michelle Obama for helping us with that. But anyway, no, they don't do the square pizza anymore. It's all they get triangle pizza every day, but it tastes like cardboard, man. I want the square stuff. You know, it's not good.
All right. Well, because look, my kid was in Children's Hospital here in Seattle for a while. They have their cafeteria there is, you know, they do have adult foods.
Of course.
But when you go over to where the kids' food is, like, this is where you're filling up your plate.
Oh, for sure. All the chicken fingers and all that.
Chicken fingers, macaroni and cheese. There is an ice cream station over there. There's pizza. There is pasta, fettuccine.
I did that a few times on the cruise, man. There's
garlic bread.
You go on this cruise, and when they set up their buffet, I mean, it's no joke. It's like everything you want. They got the chefs back there carving up meat. They have this nice seafood selection. And I did that a few times. But I realized there weren't a ton of kids on the cruise. But when you saw them, they always hovered in what clearly was the kids section. So the one time I went down there, this is lunch, not dinner. I'm cutting through there, and I'm like, I'm in the mood for a hot dog. Right? There's all this really good stuff. I understand that, but, like, sometimes you just want a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed two hot dogs, then I grabbed a slice of pizza, and had, like, four chicken fingers. And everyone's sitting around me, of course. They have their gourmet, whatever the hell. I'm telling you, I was happier than them. Like, my plate was clean, and it was bottomless.
Ted, you're going to hate my unpopular, but I have some very unpopular food opinions.
I've done it with a kids' menu before.
At the restaurant?
Right. Well, just for myself. Was getting takeout. I'll just say it was Red Robin. And they have some things like mini corn dogs, like a child, like kid size. And I was like, well, I don't want a whole order of them. I'll just get a kid's meal along with my burger.
Dude, Red Robin, by the way, according to the site, great place to steal from. I just stole the Red Robin seasoning last week. Everyone needs one of those in the cupboard at home. The next text that comes in, stole the strawberry lemonade glass from Red Robin in eighth grade. My sister snitched on me to the waitress. Waitress smiled, told me she does it all the time, and walked away.
Okay.
Red Robin seasoning every time. My God.
I do not like food in bowls unless it's supposed to be in a bowl. Jambalaya, it could be served in a bowl. Gumbo could be served in a bowl. You know, all those things. But if it's a poke bowl or a KFC bowl or it's just a bunch of food.
I like a burrito bowl sometimes.
A burrito bowl. I don't like burritos either. I don't like wraps.
If you don't like a burrito, you're not going to like a burrito bowl. That's for sure.
The unpopular opinion is I just don't. The burrito's too much for me.
Really?
So I'm not into breakfast burritos. I'm not into dinner burritos or bowls.
I like a good burrito. I like how they've taken everything I want to eat and they just wrap it up in one handheld thing. You know what I mean?
And people,
correct. The
people
bowl, the poke bowls, I'm just like, look, it's deconstructed sushi. To me, it's the equivalent of an artisan pizza. Like we haven't found anyone that can throw a circular pizza. Mm-hmm. Someone has called an artisan and put garbage on it. That, to me, is an artisan pizza. Right. The poke bowl, I'm like, man, you have all the ingredients I want.
I just don't
want
to wrap
bowl.
It up. Right. Well, I like a chimichanga at a Mexican restaurant, which is
you don't
a
like a burrito, but you eat a chimichanga. Yes, deep fried burrito.
It's the same thing. I know that. But if for whatever reason, chimichanga, meat, we're cool. Burrito? No. Never would order one.
That's so weird.
I don't like them wet. I don't like them dry.
If I go to a Mexican restaurant every time, I would say like the French dip for me is like the test of sandwiches. It's always enchiladas verde. That'd always be my first go-to.
Yeah, sometimes when I go to Chipotle, I just prefer a bowl.
All right.
Okay.
But I do like a good burrito.
Today, the reason we're asking is
but you know what? I say it all the time. If you wrap anything in one of the stupid spinach tortillas, I'll eat it.
It is I Hate Cilantro Day.
Okay.
In case you didn't know. It's coriander, but it's a food some people love, some people hate, and there's a genetic thing where it can taste like soap for certain people. And 13% of us basically say they just can't stand it. It has a different taste in their mouth.
It does.
So in the spirit of that, they ask people, what is a food that people love but you hate? And here are the top five most popular foods that people said. Ramen. Most people said, I don't get going out for ramen or for pho. It's just not something that I enjoy.
I enjoy ramen. Like, you don't... In my experience, having ramen outside of my home tastes pretty much the same as what I have at home.